Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I'm out on a date. I open my phone, a picture of my mom. Who's that? That's my mom. Oh, there's another picture of my mom. It looks like I'm fucking dating you.
It's so weird, Kim.
I can't stand it. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter, his mother.
Mother, what's going on in your life these days?
Oh, I've just been inundated with house guests.
House guests.
Now, there should be a rule, okay? I heard this before. It's like fish. After 3 days, it goes bad.
So, it goes bad?
You know, I've just been having one house guest after another. I don't have the largest apartment. I have a fairly small apartment for very active people and dogs.
Yeah, I went in there the other day with the house guests, and I swear to God, I was overwhelmed with energy.
There's a lot of energy going on. A
lot of energy.
Would you classify me as ADD?
Yes, I would. And would your psychiatrist?
Excuse me?
What?
Why are you announcing to everyone that I see a psychiatrist?
Come on.
What? Come on.
It's very obvious.
Do you see a psychiatrist? No.
I don't. No, but I see many spiritual gurus.
And they have told you that you're not ADD.
No, I'm not ADD. But you don't take any ADD meds.
No, if I took ADD, I took that once and I tried going into meditation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got deep.
You
I got deep. I almost didn't get out of there. I was like.
You almost didn't get out?
It was like I was really, really intensely thinking about something. Usually I go to meditation.
You're not supposed to be thinking in meditation.
I know. Usually I go down, I lay down on the mat and next thing you know, I'm snoozing.
What mat?
It's a meditation class.
Oh, okay.
So I'm laying on a mat and I'm sleeping usually. This time I took a quarter of an ADD pill.
Why are you taking ADD pills before?
I tried it before meditating.
Yeah.
I wanted
to get focused on.
I didn't really think about that because I was ADD when I thought about taking the ADD meds.
Oh,
that's the whole thing about the ADD, that you're so hyper that you can't even focus on the things that you need to focus on, like taking your pills.
Oh,
and then when you take
God.
Your pills.
You are not always very hyperactive.
But I'm with a partner who is extremely ADD.
So this raises an interesting question.
What?
Do you find that you adapt the mental patterns of your partner when you're in a relationship?
No.
You don't? Like if you're with like a really depressed person, I know you're not, but if you're really with a really depressed person, you take on the depression. You kind of start living
in that
vibration.
That could actually happen. Why?
Because I think that's very common. And I think it might have happened with you with the ADD, actually.
Oh, I was not ADD before I met my boyfriend 15 years ago, and now I'm ADD?
Bingo.
That is nonsense.
No, you don't.
I seek out people that have the same way of thinking. Like, I can talk to some of my girlfriends, and we'll bounce around like a ping pong. One subject to the other, one subject to the other. It's like you really do have to be ADD to be in my world.
Yeah. What about me? I'm not very ADHD. And
I don't think you are at all.
And so I'm not in your world?
That's why a lot of times we have problems communicating. I don't even wait for you to finish your sentence.
That is true. But you typically know what I'm about to say anyway.
Today
I'm sitting in the car. I'm eating this tuna sandwich that you got from Trader Joe's. And usually...
Which, by the way, you didn't even say thank you.
Thank you so much for getting the tuna sandwich. Did I not say
no, I said, you want to eat it? No, I don't. Next thing you know, you're chowing it down.
Chowing down. Thank you for getting it. I hate when I get someone food and they don't say thank you.
Why? Has that happened to you?
Huh?
Has that ever happened to you?
It happens all the time. Most dates I go on, I don't get a little thank you.
Oh, I know you get irritated
by that. I get very irritated. So I apologize for doing exactly what irritates me.
I didn't give a shit. But
you noticed.
I didn't. I just now I thought about it.
Wow. I have a feeling I did say thank you.
I know you probably did because you thanked me usually 5 times for the same thing.
Okay, can we back up?
What?
We're derailing.
You wanted to make this thing move fast, so we're moving fast.
We're moving fast.
You're going into the mind of the ADD.
Yeah, you're taking me to the dark side right now. Basically, I was going to just say, you tend to know what I'm thinking most of the time. We were having a conversation in the car. Out of nowhere, you talk about how the tuna sandwich is fresher than usual. And it's exactly what I thought in that moment.
That's bizarre.
What do you think that is?
That's called like just like-minded
freaky
things. I think after you do a podcast for 7 years,
yeah,
you tend to know the mindset of the other person.
How would you classify my mindset?
Very deep.
You think I'm very deep?
Yet clowny.
Deep yet clowny?
That's the dichotomy of Cam. He's deep yet clowny.
Ah, yeah.
How would you classify yourself?
Do you think I'm cynical?
No.
Huh. Deep yet clowny.
See, I have to know this. Sometimes I'll say something and I'll think I'm upsetting you and you don't speak for like a good 2 solid minutes.
Yeah, I'm processing.
And you're just processing.
Yeah.
But it's for someone like me, if you haven't responded within like 30 seconds, I'm already getting agitated.
Yeah, not necessarily getting upset by it. I'm just kind of doing a weird processing thing.
So how do we get off on this tangent? Because you were saying that I had an out-of-town guest?
No, because you were talking about how, you know, you attract the people that are like-minded who are bouncing around.
Well, you blame my dog on me being ADD. I know that there's a certain amount of blame.
The dog is ADD because of you.
I know.
See, this is why I think you spend time with people, you start adopting their traits. The stronger traits you start adopting, or you get repelled by them. So, for example, these extreme ADHD, you've kind of adopted it, and you've passed, the two of you have created this dog together.
Okay, wait.
And that dog is out of his fucking gourd.
There would have been a good control study with this because you were supposed to get that dog's sister, Pally.
Yeah.
You were supposed to get Pally.
It would have been a controlled study. You know that thing would have been comatose.
I'd walk in, the dog wouldn't even get up off the couch probably to say hello.
That's right.
2 years old. Buddy will be leaping at you. You walk in the house, he's leaping into your arms.
Why is it I call you and the dog is barking not incessantly?
Because he's annoying as fuck.
I think he's looking for attention. He knows that your attention goes elsewhere into the phone. And
no,
so then
he's like that 24/7.
Even when I don't call.
Even when you don't
call. That's annoying as fuck. You should get rid of the dog.
How could you say something like that?
You should get rid of the dog.
How could I get rid of a family member?
I mean, should we launch into this segment since we have such a nice warm-up?
Yes.
Just briefly.
A brief.
Guys, we tried something a couple weeks ago called I'm not a doctor, but I play one on this podcast.
Right.
And we answer your medical questions, giving our expert medical advice.
Right. And now we have a new question of the day.
Which is, we are not pet trainers, but we play one on this podcast.
Yes. I am like the anti-pet trainer.
I don't know how you've invested money in pet training.
Oh, I'm investing more money on Wednesday night.
The dog is fucked. The dog, something's wrong with it.
It's nothing wrong with the dog.
It's constantly
it's
going like this on my leg.
You don't like my dog.
I love your dog, but I don't
he
want
loves
it
you.
Claws my calves and my knees every time I see it.
He's like an official ankle biter.
He's constantly barking and when I'm around, especially.
Everybody needs a challenge in life, and I have my challenge.
I want to take the dog and punt him. I want to punt the multi-poo.
You're going to kick my dog?
You kick my dog.
You kick my dog.
Yes.
How can you say something horrible like that? That is mean.
I'm so sorry.
But I'm getting a trainer. He's going to come over. He's going to hypnotize him.
You're going to hypnotize the fucking dog?
We actually took him to the vet and asked him about CBD.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's going to get better with age. I think he's just a little 2-year-old.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's dive into the question of the week. So the question is, my mom's dog is very well trained and has never, ever been annoying. Wink, wink.
Big wink, wink.
So this week we're offering our free pet training advice. How generous of us.
It's very nice.
Do you have any pet training questions that you'd like us to answer?
So we got a lot of responses, actually.
By the way, if you want to respond to any of the questions, it's 310-356-3920. Okay, so one question was from Jay, which was, my dog fucks the fuck pillow repeatedly when we have guests. Doggo will even move it across the house to pillow fuck in front of an audience. What should I do?
I say that you should rate it from 1 to 10. How good a fuck?
Rate the dog's fucking?
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you say? Oh, that would have been a fucking spicy one?
That's a solid 8. He's winning. Sometimes the mom will win. Sometimes the dog. I say mom because my dog thinks of his.
He's fucking the mom?
Yeah, I think he does.
Do dogs fuck their mothers?
No, but I think fucking in terms of humping a pillow is really an act of dominance. He's trying to dominate in front of him.
Okay, so you should need to specify. The reason you bring this up is because Buddy, your Maltipoo,
fucks his mother.
The mother is a fucking stuffed animal.
Yes.
That you gave, that for some reason you call the mother.
Because it came with him when he was a little puppy.
So he thought it was his mother.
So he decided to one day hump his mother.
Hump the
and
mother.
And take advantage of his mother and dominate her. Like you try to dominate me.
You makes you sound like I'm trying to fuck you right now.
No, I'm talking about your attitude is trying to dominate.
You think I'm, who dominates this podcast more?
You.
Are you fucking kidding
people
me?
People say to me, what are you doing? I go, I got to go. My boss is waiting.
You think I dominate?
Yes.
I could barely get a word in edgewise.
Joelle, who dominates the podcast?
Be honest. Joelle is our videographer over here.
He knows where his bread is buttered, this guy, Joelle.
Joelle, we're going to have a conversation after this.
You notice that? He dominates and he's a subtle dominator. Like you're the kind of guy.
A subtle dom?
Yeah, that pretend that you're not dominant, but you really command dominance.
Wow. I don't know if I should be offended or flattered by this.
Well, sneaky freaks, if you think Cam is dominant over me, let us know.
Or my mother over me. I kind of prefer me over you, to be honest.
See, there you go.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have an answer for the dog that humps the pillow and the fuck pillow in front of the guests?
I would say move the pillow out of the public area.
Why?
Why is a dog need to be fucking in front of you? It's pretty funny. You can use it as like a comedy bit. It's kind of funny.
I love that when my 10-pound Maltipoo was humping the 88-pound golden doodle.
You love it?
He would just try to get on top of him and mount him. And the big dog just sits there like a dumb fuck, doesn't move.
That's my kind of dog.
Yeah. You know what? I bet you he was a Pisces like you.
Can we move on? Yes. I don't want to do too many of these because I'm already getting bored. All right. This is from Liz, who says, yes, how can I train my dog to wipe her muddy feet before jumping on my bed when I'm not home? Okay, Liz. First of all, the dog shouldn't even be fucking close to your bed.
Why?
Let alone in the house with muddy feet.
I love my dog on my bed.
No. The dog can't be in the fucking... Maybe it's because I'm not a dog owner.
I don't think you love animals.
I love animals.
No, you're not a true
animal
lover.
But they stink.
See? They stink.
Maybe after like a nice wash or something, they can come in the bed.
There's all these qualifiers. Is that how you are with women?
With the muddy paws? The muddy paws in the fucking bed? Are you kidding me? She's not even home. She comes home and he's got fucking tracks all over the bed.
Get yourself a nice...
I would be fucking pissed.
You know what? You get yourself the fuck blanket. Put that on top of the bed. Let the dog go on the fuck blanket.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, my friends all got in my bed. I hosted a party this past weekend. It ended with all my friends in my bed under the covers.
That is so cute.
It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
How many people are under your covers? And were you like not happy because you're like, some of these people are filthy?
I was drunk enough that I was fine. I don't care.
You were drunk?
I was a little drunk, Mom.
Were you all doing mushrooms or something when I walked in? I thought I walked into a mushroom.
No,
party.
There was just one clown there offering mushroom pills to everyone.
I hadn't even noticed that.
Yeah, he was pushing the pills on everyone.
I looked at your brother. I go, are you on drugs?
Everyone was having a time of their life over there.
They're all having fun. Yep. What? Are we going to bring it up?
What?
The fact that I was not invited to this party.
You got a late invite.
Late invite? The party was done, and that's when you invited me over.
You said I
missed the whole jump in the bed part. I missed everything.
No, that came after you arrived. You had a massage to go to. And then I asked you after that. I go, I'm going to have you over with the family at a different time. When you were growing up, did you always invite your mother and father to your parties?
Hell no. I don't want my mother and father there. They were not the party animals that I am.
Yeah, I asked you that. You go, no, but they're squares.
They are squares. They were squares. And one of them has come back in the form of a dog.
So you're not a square. But it's not always that fun to party with your mom.
It's always fun to party with your mother.
Okay. All right. You've been invited to so many of my parties.
And I don't like going.
You don't like going to my parties?
I'm just kidding.
You came in, you wouldn't fucking leave. You said, you go, oh God, I wish you would have told me earlier. I have so many more people I want to talk to.
I had a lot of people to talk to. Your friends like me.
They do like you.
You may not like me, but your friends like me.
You were like the entertainment of the party that comes in. You're like the clown of the party that shows up.
I'm the clown.
You're the party clown.
Tears of a clown because I wasn't even invited. Just so you know, sneaky freaks out there, I was not invited to this party. I happen to call him. I happen to call you up during the party asking for a restaurant recommendation. You're like, you can come over and have a pancake. So I go, well, that's a nice invitation. I wanted to eat some lunch. I don't want to come over to your house and eat a pancake. Now, little did I know that that was a pancake party, that people were making these exotic pancakes that I wasn't privy to.
I was making the pancakes. What do you mean people?
I walked in there, people are making pancakes.
Oh, yeah. At that point, I had given up. I relinquished the stove.
I was invited as an afterthought. As Mom. Stop by for a minute and make a presence.
Mother. You're getting invited to an even more exclusive party.
Oh, thank you.
A very exclusive family-only event.
So
none of my friends are going to be invited.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, jinky for you.
Jinky for you.
We did the jinky for you.
Let me ask you something. To the sneaky freaks out there, do you invite your parents to the party?
If you have fun parents, you should.
Okay.
You come to our parties when I have a party.
It's because you because
I have no friends.
No, because your building hosts it and they have great food, and you're
we
gotta feed the kids.
Oh, so you're not coming for me. You're coming to eat.
Also,
100%, you're coming to eat.
You know that I liven up your parties.
Exactly my point. That's exactly where I was going.
Okay.
What's the text line? So
310-356-3920.
Let me know if you want me to come to your next party because I will be there and I will be invited because you guys are sneaky freaks and you love me as opposed to my son.
Don't give me that shit.
Who I'm an after.
I need to be a little individualized.
And by the way, you didn't even invite me for a full pancake. You said you can have a half a pancake.
I didn't say half a pancake. I would have fucking made you a whole batch of pancakes.
You said half a pancake.
Half a pancake?
That's
you think I said
heard.
You heard wrong.
Maybe you said half pancakes, but I thought you said that you can come over for a half a pancake.
No, I would have given
you
many pancakes as you could want.
I turned to Deez and his brother and I go, he just invited us over for a half a pancake. And his brother shouts out, we'll take a pass on the half a pancake.
No,
who would invite someone for a half a pancake?
I never invited
you. This is what you said. Come on over for a half a pancake.
No, I said, come on over, have some pancakes.
Okay, I thought I heard half a pancake.
No,
half.
Mom.
Not even the full.
You're really making me out to be a villain in this story. And
no,
I have
I'm
to
not.
Feel,
I'm telling
yeah,
you,
it's a villain
I'm telling
situation.
You what went down. I was an afterthought.
Can we get back to Liz?
Especially when I find out that my daughter was also invited.
Mom.
With her boyfriend.
Mom.
Yes.
It's a mom-son dynamic. We need a little independence from one another at times.
When it comes to pancakes, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Do you have any suggestions for Liz? How can I train my dog to wipe her muddy feet before jumping on my bed when I'm not home?
Yes.
What?
What?
I don't know. Is
baby wipes.
What?
Wipe your dog.
She's the fucking... Liz is not home. The dog's there with muddy feet. How does the dog even get in there with muddy feet?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I have to wait for Liz's response.
Okay.
How the hell did your dog get... What is he going out in a dog... He must have a dog door that he goes underneath.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, final question from Tom, the elder statesman.
Tom is our elder statesman. He's even older than me.
That's right. Tom says, my friend's dog humps my leg and when really excited pees on my feet. Sometimes my friend does this too. How can I get them both to stop?
Oh my God, he has a friend that pees and humps?
That's right.
Well,
he's got a friend that pees and humps.
Do you have any suggestions for Tom?
I wonder if the dog is the friend and he's just secretly, he's just friends with this dog, you know?
This is the best advice you can come up with? Is
no,
it,
my advice.
My best friend, the dog?
My
it is
advice.
True.
I would say maybe piss back on him.
piss right back on the dog.
Yeah.
That'll get him to stop because they don't like getting wet.
They don't like getting wet. Just pee right back on his foot.
Or they might like that smell and think that this is like a... some sort of aphrodisiac.
Do you have any suggestions for the pissing dog?
I just can see Tom grabbing onto his rope and swinging.
You just see him in an act of sex at all times. You can't even see him with the dog.
He's no, and why is his friend pissing on him?
I don't know. Maybe that's a little golden shower type situation.
Yeah.
Jinky for you, Tom.
Jinky. Tom's having some fun over there. Admit that you like that, Tom.
Well, that was our segment of I'm not a pet trainer, but I play one on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed that.
I can't see why they wouldn't. And we were getting other pets too, cats.
Yeah,
all
we
kinds
had a lot of.
Of
we didn't get any possum or what's it called?
Possum or
no porcupine?
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog is what I was looking for.
So our sneaky freaks that are patron members, there are
no identifying. No identifying.
I'm not saying who, but there's ones
some
that have,
anonymized.
They have rabbits. They have hedgehogs. Yeah. They have cats, dogs, multitude of animals. I think to be a sneaky freak, you have to have animals. And the only one that's a sneaky freak that doesn't have animals is you.
Are you blaming me?
No, I'm saying it's a good thing you don't have animals because I don't think you love dogs.
I love dogs. Cats, I could take a pass.
I'm telling you, borrow my annoying dog to take to the park and you will have women falling all over themselves
for you. I'm going to take that little fucking dog.
All of a sudden you're
going to... little Toto, too. I'm going to have a new appreciation for him.
Little Toto, too?
What is it,
he
though?
He looks like Toto. You know,
I realize I might go on a date with someone who owns a cat. And you know, I'm a little allergic to cats. I don't tend to like, they kind of freak me out. They do. They got a weird, they live on a different plane. You know, they got a weird vibe going.
Oh yeah, they are the boss. You can't boss a cat. If you piss off a cat, they will piss all over the place.
So is this the end of the relationship with this girl?
Did you meet her?
Nope.
So you just,
I don't even know if she owns the cat. I just saw a picture of her with the cat.
What's wrong with that? She has a cat.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, I like when women have animals.
She's going to be covered in the cat fur?
How do you know? Maybe it's one of those, maybe it's a hairless cat.
Oh, I do. I love hairless cats.
You do?
I love hairless cats.
Why doesn't this surprise me? They're so nasty looking.
I love them. So that's an exception.
You'll make
an
exception.
She's a hairy cat. This is
a furry cat.
It's a pretty cat.
Your sister's life revolves around a cat that she's been keeping alive.
I know that cat fucking loves me too. I don't know why I attract these animals that I clearly want some distance from.
You don't like animals.
I love dogs.
No, you don't. You just went on a tirade about how annoying my dog.
Your dog is annoying as fuck.
Well, so be it.
So be it.
Jinky for you again.
All right. All right, let's wrap up the dog talk. All
well,
right?
That was actually my life talk.
That was the end of your life?
I was just saying how, in my world, people should not sleep over.
So what is
I want to discuss this with you.
Yeah.
What is with people that have enough money to get a hotel room and decide they'd rather spend the time sleeping in your apartment, using your bathrooms.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Dislodging me.
Dislodging.
I lose.
Most people are more welcoming than you. They like having the company.
I like the company. I don't like the slumber party or the showers.
Why?
I don't see any necessity
why do you
of
care
using.
If they're showering in your place?
Because I don't like having to move my stuff out of my bathroom and you know.
They're not using your
this
bathroom.
This is what Dee said. Okay, my boyfriend. We have a guy sleeping over. And he's normally sleeping in, so he has a bath.
Yeah.
Bathroom off of the second bedroom.
Yeah.
Dee's uses.
Yeah.
And Dee's is all of a sudden using my bathroom. I go, what's going on? Why are you waking me up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work? And he said, because I couldn't wake up Dave to go in the other bathroom.
Oh, you got to wake up Dave.
Why am I?
Fucking wake that motherfucker up.
Yeah. Why am I like, because he's our guest? Well, my sleep is disturbed because he's our guest. So I say, get an apartment.
Get
in a hotel room.
You're telling DC he should get his own goddamn apartment for this purpose?
Yes, we want
to have your friends.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Have a second apartment for friends. That's what's called a hotel room. What's going on in your world anyway?
I called your as many of the sneaky freaks know, and I'm sure you're concerned about, my asshole is still on fire.
Wait, I don't think everybody that this could be the first time hearing this podcast, and they might think that it's normal for your asshole to be on fire.
It's been on fire for the past 6 months, so at this point it's become normalized.
And you, you've never talked about this asshole issue with any professional besides me?
I showed the doctor. He fucking
Which
spread
doctor?
My cheeks.
Your internist?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
You know, our doctor.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Yeah, you showed Dr. Phil, and what did he say?
He said there's nothing wrong with it.
I told you there's nothing wrong with it.
You can't tell me something. Nothing's wrong with it. I can't walk without it feeling like there's a knife in my asshole.
Did you try Uber Loop to save the day?
I haven't tried Uber Loop yet. I got to try that. But anyway, I called up your proctologist.
My proctologist.
Why do you have a proctologist?
I don't have a proctologist.
What is she?
She was
a
gastrointestinal specialist that you have to go to when you hit a certain age to get what's called colonoscopies, Cam.
Okay, so I call up this colonoscoper, and She's not available until the end of April.
That's when you can tell it's a good doctor.
2 months from now.
If they can get, a doctor can get you in the next day, which happened to me, they are a quack.
So I said, no, my ass is on fire now. I need a quicker solution. And the receptionist is like, well, we can get you someone in the next 3 weeks, one of the associates. And I said, all right. Well, do they specialize in butts?
No.
Yeah. And she goes,
you asked the receptionist if they specialize in
and
butts?
And she goes, yes, they're a butt specialist.
She did not.
I swear to God, she said that. Yep. Yep.
With a straight face.
So I'm going to a butt specialist. Everyone is straight faced with this.
You had a problem.
I have a problem.
You had a problem when I suggested you go to my doctor because she was a female.
I was just thinking, I just don't know. I was fine with it ultimately, but I don't know why I prefer a man to just inspect my asshole. It's just such a dirty little area.
Dee said the opposite. He said he doesn't want a man touching his asshole, just a woman. I think people are weird with their assholes.
I have a little more shame around it, I guess. I would have been fine if she checked out my
asshole. You're trying to flirt with your doctor?
I just don't know why she needs to be putting her fucking fingers and shit in my ass.
What do you mean? She doesn't want to put her fingers and shit in your ass. All she wants to do is to examine you and tell you what's wrong with you.
I'll tell you something. I have found a solution to some
Walk
of the problem.
Walk around in overalls with a cowboy hat on?
No.
What?
Target.
What?
Target.
Target is your solution?
I went to Target.
You have an anal supply store?
I went into Target and I just went to town in their essentials. I bought fucking 5 pairs of boxers, brand new boxer briefs, and...
That
brand
could
new,
be the problem.
Brand new socks.
Have you correlated the fact that you started traveling around 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And that's when you developed this itchy anus.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
It could be that you didn't properly clean yourself when you're on the road all the time.
I'm cleaning away.
Maybe you're not used to different types of detergents and soaps and all that kind of stuff.
No, it's none of that.
You're never in one place.
I think the solution is Target for all your essentials. It's amazing. Highly recommend it.
Is this some sort of a commercial for Target?
No, because we're probably going to be sponsored by someone like Mack Weldon or fucking MeUndies or something like that, which make these bougie ass boxers. And I'm sure I'm going to love them. But in the meantime, for a fucking fifth of the price, you can get these Target boxers. And you never need to worry about cleaning.
You still need to wash them, Cam. That might have been why when you were traveling, you probably didn't wash your underwear.
No, I aggravated it when I was starting to use fucking weird travel boxers.
Well, then that's the answer. You need to use clean, comfortable cotton boxers. Save yourself a trip to the GI doctor.
Yeah. Do you know, I two things that just crossed my mind.
What?
One, I updated my phone recently. And so I can change the background of my phone. Every time I open it, it comes up with a new picture
my
phone.
You did that to me, and I'm very upset about it.
Why are you upset?
I don't need pictures of, like, landscapes or a picture of a dildo coming up on my phone.
I got only pictures of you coming up on my phone.
That's weird, too.
It's fucking annoying. Every time I'm out on a date, I open my phone, a picture of my mom. Who's that? That's my mom. Oh, there's another picture of my mom. It looks like I'm fucking dating you.
It's so weird, Kim.
I can't stand it. Well, I gotta somehow turn this off. Every time I try to change it, it comes back with you.
And by the way, the pictures of you are not all that flattering.
Why do you have unflattering pictures of me on there?
There's a picture of you. Your hair is all in a knot and not cleaned.
You think I'm just this dirty hippie?
Well, look at you.
What?
Currently, what are you wearing?
Overalls.
With no shirt on.
That's right.
And a cowboy hat. And you probably went for a run and didn't wash your hair.
That is accurate, actually.
Yeah.
That's definitely accurate. By the way, if any of you listeners want to see what I look like right now, you can tune in on YouTube. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom. You'll be able to see me.
Yeah, you'll get to see this. I mean, I think it's kind of like you want to let everybody know you got muscles.
No, actually, I haven't worked out in a long time, so I'm not so proud of them, but this outfit, it's painted. It gives me a little, it gives me an artsy feel. And I thought I needed to evoke that today when recording.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you have an artsy feel to you.
Let me ask you something. Last night, I went with my friend to a restaurant that we both love. The reason we love it is because they have a salmon dish there, a garlic salmon dish. Okay.
I like me a good garlic salmon dish.
It's out of this world. But last night we went, and I don't know, I could tell when it came out of the kitchen, it was even cut in a different way. It didn't look the normal garlic salmon that I'm used to.
Oh.
And I start eating it.
It tastes fishy. That's bad.
And I just kept eating, you know? I just kept eating it. And what? You think I'm getting sick?
Yeah, now you know your anus is not going to be good.
Yeah, so here's the question. I don't know. I love the salmon on days when it's prepared correctly. But how do you find out who's preparing the fucking fish that day?
I never thought about it. Maybe it's where when they get the fish. Never go on a certain day for fish.
So it was both the preparation and the fish quality. And so then I literally asked the waiter before we left. I said, when do you get this fish in? And he starts going, we get it in every 3 days.
Just like the house guest. And then after 3 days, it gets old.
That's right.
Full circle with this commentary.
Then he told me at a different time in the conversation that he only works on Mondays. And then he said he was actually carrying in fresh fish one of these days. So he only works on Mondays. So we know that they get fresh fish on Mondays. We came in on a Monday night.
So you had fresh fish.
It wasn't fresh, which makes me think it was from the prior batch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting fish that came in 3-4 days ago.
That's nasty.
Nasty. So what do you do in this situation? You just return the fish?
Yes.
And then hope that it comes out better next time?
I don't eat. If it's nasty and rancid tasting like that, I do not eat it.
You think I'm going to be sick from this?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing about that?
I don't know how much of it you... Did you demolish it?
No,
did you leave some of it on your plate?
I left a little left. We both split it, so I had half of it, what should have been, and I didn't eat it all.
You're probably fine.
Yeah, because I was in a lot of pain last night.
Mentally or physically?
Physically.
You in pain?
Stomach.
So you're associating already that it went through your body and you're already sick from it?
Yeah.
No, that's mental.
Okay, that's fish talk with my mom. I you just don't know. You know, an inconsistent restaurant, you know, you don't know what you can do with
that. Can I just say that there's a few things that I had a bone to pick with.
What's that?
Seriously. First of all, I would like to say I was walking down the street and guess what I saw?
What?
A dead rat. Not just any old rat. It was flattened, like the cars had driven back over it, like in a cartoon. I had to take a picture. I had to stop what
I was
doing.
It's called roadkill. You stopped and take a picture?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I couldn't believe it.
Well, you couldn't believe that
it was
a rat?
Completely flattened. I'm going to put it on my page.
It was flattened. Like a 2D rendering of this rat?
Yeah, like Roadrunner. Like a cartoon.
This is so sad and
disgusting.
I couldn't believe it.
I was sad and disgusted at the same time. I felt like this
poor
rat. But
then you were like, I need to capture this because everyone needs to know about it. And then I need to share about this on the podcast.
And I was in a group chat with my sister and brother about what to do with the situation with my mother. And I'm like, hold on. Took the picture, come back. And I didn't want to tell them, though, that I was doing
this. You didn't say, oh, sorry, I needed to interrupt this important call because I saw a flattened rat that I need to take a picture of.
Later on, at the end of the conversation, I said, by the way, I'm going to be sending you something that I just saw. My sister says it's heinous. And she had a little emoji with the green vomit coming out of it. It was so disgusting.
Why do you share that?
I had to share. When I see something unusual, I must share it.
But it would never have crossed my mind. I see something that disgusting to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then to share it with others.
It was not good.
That's very nice of you.
I got a bunch of other things to talk about, but I think we should launch into Hit On or Shit On because I'm not really sure what is going on.
Hit On or Shit On. This is the segment where we take your comments and we determine whether they are a hit on or a shit on. We already got one from the YouTuber the YouTube audience asking me what the whole old McDonald getup is.
You do look a little bit like old McDonald.
I don't look like an old McDonald. What does old McDonald even look like?
I have a visual of it. You do look a little like old McDonald. It's the hat.
Mom, no.
Well, you're wearing overalls like a farmer.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, anyway, that's a
fuck
shit on.
That's a shit. Fucking shit on. I've never heard one.
This is from Latte Loco.
Yeah.
It says, my dude, congratulations on your transition. You rock.
What the fuck?
I don't know why.
Someone
thought
I had transitioned?
Or me.
You think you transitioned?
He didn't express as to who he was referring to, so it could be a shit on to both of us.
All right. Thank you, Latte Loco.
Brady Brown says, what's your body count, ma? What is that?
That might be a hit on.
Hit on? Why?
Is someone expressing interest in you, trying to get to know you a bit better?
He made a little smiley face or a laughing, crying face.
What do you usually say when...
I say thank you.
You don't give him the body count number?
Or sometimes I go, none of your beeswax.
Why does anyone give a fuck what your body count is?
Don't have a clue.
Okay.
This is an interesting one. It says, barely walking at unexpected darkness. Sorry to say, buddy, .. When you caused this yourself, you would know about the shaky syndrome. What is he talking about?
What? What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Why do you choose the comments that are unintelligible?
I thought you...
We can't determine if it's a hit on or shit on when we don't understand it.
Well, I definitely can say is a shit on. It's from we, I-I-I-G-H.
Way.
Way. Do you keep in contact with your ex-husband? I went to town on this one.
What did you say to this guy?
Actually, I'm going to do a TikTok response to this.
What do you say to this
guy?
It'll
be a little difficult considering he's 6 feet under. That's what I was going to say.
And he's not your ex. Technically, you're still married. Are you technically still married to him?
I guess so.
Are you still married to someone who's dead?
Yeah. I didn't get a divorce, so I'm assuming I'm still married.
You're still married. So you could actually be married to two people if you wanted to right now.
I'm not married to D's.
Right, but I'm saying if you wanted to marry D's, you'd actually be married to two people.
I could be polygamous.
Yeah, you could be polygamous.
So is that a hit on or a shit on?
Again, I think that's a confused hit on. Yeah.
Confused hit on.
He's trying to get to know you, but he's confused.
Okay, this one is
also,
not...
Also, why is he interested in knowing if you keep in touch with your ex-husband?
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, go on.
This one is very clear-cut. From Bob Beatty, 85.
No way.
No wonder you got divorced.
Mom, what video did you put out that led to all these comments suggesting that you have an ex-husband?
It was just about being single.
So they're just assuming that you've had an ex.
No, I gave the five things you should know about being single that I didn't know when I was suddenly single.
Yeah,
I title it Suddenly Single at 48, and these are the ridiculous questions.
Why do they all think that you got divorced and not
because
widowed?
Because I just kind of gave my five tips.
Okay. All right.
If you want to see
them. So this is a misleading TikTok. Okay.
Yeah. And then this one, Ed Duarte, 151, says, you look good over 60. So if I was not over 60, I would be looking like shit. But since I'm over 60, I look good. So I'm going with hit on.
Okay. Hit on. This is from Christian XS. Yes, definitely very weird talking about it with your mom. No shame. I think he was going for a shit on, but I think it's actually a hit on.
Why?
I appreciate that we're breaking the norms, that
Me
we're doing
too.
Something weird,
That's
that
right.
that it makes people uncomfortable. You know I like that.
I agree with you.
And then the last one is, I came from sex 5 minutes ago. That's from Rich, 4379. An unnecessary...
description of what his activities are.
Sharing. Yeah, that's an unnecessary sharing.
TMI. We did not need to know
about it. I don't need to know you came 5 minutes ago. Why?
From sex.
Yeah.
So like, let's just visualize this. He's in bed with his partner.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's having sex in the bathroom with his partner.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he comes.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? He goes on TikTok immediately. 5 minutes later, he's on TikTok telling us that he came.
This is a very, very interesting move, Rich. And I'm glad that you bring us into your sex life. That's hit on or shit on.
Hit on or shit on.
Mom, this actually raises a very interesting question for me, which is, I'm squatting at my friend's house who's traveling right now.
It sounded like you're squatting, like taking a shit squatting.
I'm squatting. I'm living at a friend's house who happens to be out of town indefinitely. We'll see how long he's out there.
I'm waiting for you to start saying that you're going to come stay at my house now. I can't stand people coming into my house.
I'm not going to your fucking house. Don't worry. Anyway, I'm staying at this guy's house. It's a beautiful house.
It's a McMansion. Well, I wouldn't know until recently when I just happened to stop by.
I was having a housewarming at this guy's house.
A housewarming party at a house that you kept telling me how gorgeous it is. And then meanwhile, doesn't throw it on you to invite me to see it.
It literally started as a joke. 24 hours before the party, I said, wouldn't it be funny if I had a housewarming here? Because it's not my fucking house.
Ah.
And next thing you know, 20 people show up. And it turned out to be a rager. I didn't know. Anyway,
I think that's a hit on for you because that means you have friends that like you so much that don't drop
whatever.
Or they wanted to see the house, which is always
the house.
That's what do you think?
I don't know.
People are coming just to voyeur your establishments.
Let me tell you something about
nobody
this.
Nobody ever came to see you in a hobbit hole.
You're right.
For Sneaky Freaks.
You're right.
He lived in a hobbit hole several different times. One of them was so bad that he had to unplug the refrigerator if he wanted to turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
He had to open the window if he wanted to take a shower. I don't know. That was a hobbit hole.
That was a little hobbit hole. But I loved
it. But how many ragers did you have at the hobbit hole?
One. People ended up sleeping in my bed again.
No way.
Why I'm seeing is a trend.
Why are people sleeping in your bed?
I don't know. Okay, but
it was kind of cozy looking.
It was a cozy looking bed, right? Okay, but here's the situation. I have this beautiful house that I have access to now for who knows how long. And it was designed for fucking.
What?
It's designed for fucking.
What makes it designed for fucking?
It's just it's got a beautiful view and you get a hot tub over the lake and it's got a beautiful master king bed with a beautiful view as well.
So why don't you get someone in there and fuck somebody?
So I feel such pressure.
Oh, I see.
I feel such pressure.
I see where you're going.
I have no clue how to make this happen. And my friends were also pressuring me to make this happen as well.
They're all saying this would be a great fuck then. Why aren't you fucking
Yes. There's something. Yeah. And then if it does ever happen, I have to tell the girl that this is not actually my house.
That's good because you do not want someone using you for your house.
So we're just saying we're staying. This is just kind of like an Airbnb situation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, it's my friend's place, but you don't think it kind of changes the perception? It's just a little strange, huh?
Whoever it is will take a look at you and they'll know this is not, you don't own this. They're going to look at these overalls with no shirt on and a cowboy hat and they're going to say, he doesn't own this place.
That's right. That's exactly right.
No one in their right mind would look like you owning that place.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless this is like a California thing.
This is a fucking beautiful self-expression thing, Mom.
By the way, the pants, the overalls you have on, you didn't even paint.
My friend gave them to me.
And you didn't even own these pants. These are hand-me-downs, which I think is the root of your anus problem.
You think I've just worn too many hand-me-downs and it's an anus issue?
Yeah.
Mom, we have about 3 minutes left. Do you have any segment that you want to get into?
Well, I was just going to talk a little bit about myths.
Myths? Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
This was a myth buster.
Myth buster.
There's several myths, but the one in particularly I like to discuss is the one that women really care about penis size.
That's a myth?
It's a myth. It says, sure, some individual women might care, but overall there's pretty good research showing that penis size matters a lot more to men than to women, says Freeman. Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's accurate. You know what occurred to me? I don't give a fuck about vagina size.
Right.
So why would they care about penis size? I'm also praying that this is accurate.
Well, there's more information there. In a survey of 50,000 heterosexual people, 85% of women actually said that they're satisfied with their partner's size, while only 55% of men were satisfied with how they measured up.
Ah, that's not barely half. It's a little over half. That makes sense. I was just thinking this, actually. Maybe this is a good question for next week. For the people who are not satisfied with their penis size, and they want to extend it maybe, okay? Would you give up a week of your life for an extra inch?
You might, because if you do the surgery, it may take you a week to recover.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I would give up a week for an inch.
Do you know that my first cousin was a dick doctor that did that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He wouldn't come on the podcast.
No, he's incognito.
Okay, so then here's the question. How much of your life would you give up for an extra inch or two?
Me?
Yeah, say you had a dick that's very average.
I'd be fine with my dick that's average as long as I knew what to do with it.
You wouldn't give up any, just a little girthier, a little bigger.
No, you sound like these who said, what's better than 12 inches? 13.
Well, for me, it's more like what's better than like a 5.5 inches, you know?
I think, as you said, it's more about the fit than it is the size itself.
All right.
I've been with someone who called himself the animal. You do not want to be around someone that calls himself the animal.
Well, I appreciate you busting that myth. I think we both are corroborating this whole...
Right.
The science research behind this. In Mom's News!
Mom's News.
Mom's! Times News.
Well, don't tell me it's that time right now that I think it is.
You give me 1 minute to do my segment. One goddamn minute.
That's 1 minute too long.
Guys, I'll make it very quick, but it's time for the best segment of the show.
Of course it is.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to me.
The fuck? You've forgotten the lyrics? Come on, Joelle even knows the lyrics.
Joelle knows the song.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers. I just want to share something that I heard on another podcast. It was a reading of a New York Times Magazine article by Autumn. Okay, who gives a fuck? Anyway, it's about a magician named Juan Tamariz, who looks like someone I'd be friends with. He looks like a hippie, like this old ancient Spanish hippie. Love the guy.
Now, when you're dressed like this, he'd wear the exact same outfit.
He probably would, actually. And he is known for very close-up magic. And he had this amazing quote that I had to write down, which is that a lot of people were saying that, like, magic is not really for adults. And he goes, I agree. Magic is only for children. In the presence of the impossible, an adult will regress to the pre-logical state of childhood.
Oh, so it's for everyone.
It's for everyone, because he's basically saying, like, that when your mind is expanded and blown, you know, like you do when what happens when you go to an amazing magic show or a clown show or see any form of art that really blows your mind, you regress to that of a pre-logical child.
That's why you like it so much.
I fucking love that shit. Is that a good Cam's Uppers or what?
I like that. You're saying that we should be more playful.
That's exactly right. That's not exactly what I fucking said. But all right. I want to thank everyone for all of your support, your enthusiasm, all the patron members for your patronage. If you want to support us financially, give us a little gift. You keep our lights on. We are so, so, so grateful.
We love our patrons, you little sneaky freak.
You guys also are an amazing community of friends. And so...
And you know, that's the only place that you'll be able to actually see the picture of the dead rat that I talked about.
So go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom to see that dead rat. Do you have anything else that you want
to put? Yeah, I would love them to join us on TikTok, because we've got some really, really funny clips from past shows there that you can see us actually talking to each other, and it makes it much better. So go to TikTok and Sex Talk with Her Mom on TikTok. People think I say tic-tac, but I'm actually saying tic-tac.
And with that, let's sing them out, Mother.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having your dog... preferably not pee on your knees.
Wow. Oh. Holy shit. We got a rhyme, folks. It's going to be a good week. It's kind of like Groundhog's Day. If you get a good rhyme, you know it's going to be a good year ahead.
I love it.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.